Yeah, just seeing how you're dealing with all the rain and such going on. There's some areas of high water around different places in town.
Yeah, I made a couple of deliveries all around town. I delivered some salsa up to a couple of the Airbnbs and some different places. Yeah, good thing I got a big old Dodge with a big old engine in it.
Yeah, for sure. I was heading out to Keno and felt like I was skating around because all the standing water on the road.
Yeah, that was actually earlier this afternoon. I went to get some lunch and I was on Washburn and I was spraying water on the sidewalks on Washburn in the right-hand lane headed south on Washburn.
Yeah, for sure. Just wonder if we're going to keep getting rain or get snow. It's hard to say at this point.
Yeah, we just laid. Well, I did. Well, we had some help and laid, I don't know, 15, another 15, another 20, I don't know, probably about 60, 70 feet. We put base rock down and then turned around and put river rock down on top of the base rock after it was packed in, and it's at least given us some trails to couple of the coops, and we still have one, two, three more coops, I think, to go. We'll have four to go once we get the other one built.
Yeah, that should do pretty good for, a good trail through there.
It's working. It's working excellent, actually. I mean, because we're taking wheelbarrows in, to clean out all the bedding and everything from the egg houses and from the coops themselves, because we bed everything down in all of them. So yeah, it's working out pretty good. So we just got, I think, another, right now we got another one, two, three of them to go. Third one is a duck house, and then we're building the big coop in the back, so we'll end up doing something with that also.
Yeah, for sure. I heard you monitoring, so I thought I'd say hi. We're just eating dinner and relaxing on a Friday night. Staying dry. That's what we're up to.
Yeah, I hear that. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Got a job I'm going to do tomorrow, so coming back off of a week off was kind of rough, and it usually always is because I just do a lot of things and, taking where you left off, it's kind of hard after that, but everything went well for the most part.
That's a good thing. Yep, I hear that. Yeah, this weekend we're putting the windows in the duck house, then we'll finish getting it insulated and get the inside siding done, and then we got to start working on the outside siding and getting it dried in.
Sounds like a busy weekend.
Been every weekend. The last 2 weekends have been doing us with hauling gravel from River's Edge Nursery out on Tingley and hauling it back here and getting it all shoveled into wheelbarrows, getting it spread out and getting all the paths made, and then going back and getting a half yard at a time of river rock between the base rock, and then once the base rock's down, then we go back and get half yards of river rock, bring that back, and start spreading that out. And yeah, it's been some busy weekends just because it's raining and it's muddy and it's mucky. That's what they make muck boots for.
Yeah, for sure. I remember a while back helping with a sewer line, having to haul gravel in like a really tiny little truck. It like bottomed out the shocks, just getting like a half yard of gravel to bring for just a bed layer, and we're replacing the line, so that was pretty fun.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, that Dodge I've got, it's a heavy duty, so it hauls quite a bit. I mean, I can haul a yard, but I'm only doing a half a yard at a time because it takes time to get a half a yard out of that pickup and get it into wheelbarrows and then truck it where you need by wheelbarrow and get it laid out and raked out and set. So, yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, last weekend I was doing carpet encapsulation. I don't know if you ever heard of that carpet cleaning technique. Just running machines and trying to get them in tight spaces. That's what I was up to last week. So tomorrow, I'm going to do a different job and see how it goes. I try not to do much of anything on a Sunday. So that's been a habit I've been trying to put off, not doing jobs on a Sunday, doing big ones on a Saturday.
I hear that. Yeah, we know. We believe in the same thing. It's supposed to be a day of rest. But sometimes things has got to be done. And, boy, don't we know that around this property.
Yeah, they also say if you do what you love, it's almost like it's not quite work, but it still is. That's what I say.